You are listening to Lealure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
And as you get as comfortable as you need to, you have some skin exposed, whether that's your forehead or your arm or your stomach or your leg or wherever it happens to be, just make sure you can reach it with one of your hands, the hand that you can write with. And what I'm going to do, while you're in trance, and perhaps even while you're getting in trance, is to have you write with your finger the words that I say, not all of them, you'll know which ones they are. And as you do that, as you write on your skin with your finger, find yourself inhabiting the idea of what that word means to you as you write it. So, for example, if I was to have you write the words deep, sleep on your skin, you can know what that feels like to write it and then to feel it and to feel deep sleep overwhelming and overtaking you, feeling yourself as you write it on your skin, letting that idea and that concept flow into you, embed itself in you, write itself on your unconscious, and feel what that's like to just let that happen. And drop. I wonder how quickly you can discover that your unconscious mind has to take over to do these writings. Or if you find yourself still a little bit conscious. But feel how powerful it is to have those words written on your skin, to have them sink more easily in. And then, with each and every one of these letters, you can drop and come up and drop and come up with every alternating one. F, go down. R, come up. A, go down. C, come up. T, go down. I, come up. O, go down. N, come up. A, go down. T, come up. I, go down. E, come up. D, go down. Feel how good it is to literally fractionate yourself and to end up fractionated. Imagine that I'm writing on your forehead, amnesia. Can you let all your thoughts just slide away as though they never existed? Feel how fascinating that is right now to just let that happen, to find yourself feeling heavy, and for that to feel good. You can write heavy and good, and perhaps the arm that is doing the writing can feel normal and easy, or perhaps that arm that's doing the writing is struggling while you all feel so much heavier than before. Service. Drop down deeper while you think of what that means and how that feels inside you. To serve. To give in. Go ahead and drop down deeper and deeper into that space where these things become more and more meaningful as you effortlessly write them on your skin. Your unconscious mind can feel more and more manipulated. Write manipulated on your skin and feel what that's like to discover that you are. As you write these things, your unconscious mind simply makes them happen more and more easily. As you write these things on your skin, your brain feels so much better to notice how fascinating it is. So let that idea, that concept, sink into you and settle into you. And perhaps the next word will invoke something different. Programmed. And as you find yourself writing these words, these characters on your skin, maybe you're doodling and drawing spirals, or simply going down over and over again. Maybe you're doing other things. Maybe you find yourself happy. Maybe you wrote happy. Maybe your unconscious mind feels better and better the more you find yourself adding new words. So let's add some new words in. How about the phrase receiving praise? Or how about being useful? How about the feeling of primal sliding somewhere into your mind? Feel those words coursing over your skin, taking you into whatever headspace they conjure up, and then simply finding yourself surrendering to those feelings. Imagine how good it feels to add some pleasure to that right now. Maybe even so much pleasure that you find yourself unable to think and you have to be given permission to act, but you could still write words on your skin. Maybe you could feel how good it is to write hypnotized on there. And then notice how nice it is to find yourself lowering your inhibitions. Maybe you wrote no inhibitions. Maybe you wrote lowered inhibitions. Feel how nice that is to keep being manipulated, to keep being adjusted, exposed, open. Choose the one you like best and write that on you. Or if you like them both, feel what that's like. Feel how good that is to surrender, to acquiesce, and to write both of those on your body. To feel both of those things deeply inside you, to find yourself becoming more and more pliable with every next word, going more deeply down with every suggestion. Feeling how powerful that is to finding that at this moment, perhaps, you have willingly given in, dropped down deeper and deeper and submit a little bit more. Erotic. Feel how nice that is to let that pleasure perhaps rise up inside you or embed itself down deeper. Follow. Melt. Helpless. Feel your unconscious mind happy to let these words exist in and around you and to move you, to find yourself dropping down more deeply, to find yourself happy to surrender and to give in more. Release yourself. In fact, write release on you. Do you feel any bonds loosen up? Do you find yourself experiencing even more pleasure? Or perhaps you like the idea of being controlled, and that becomes more powerful than before. Drop down deeper and deeper and allow your unconscious mind to let these words tightly, tightly coil around you, sparking something inside, bringing a little bit of energy and a little bit of appropriate response. Strength. How much strength do you need to have to find yourself capable of giving up control to find yourself helpless to do anything other than obey my words, to let my voice become your reality. Write down reality. What is yours? How can you feel that really strongly right now? Perhaps a moment of clarity is important, so you can give in to that. With a little bit more and a little bit more confidence, feeling so clearly, knowing what it is that you find yourself wanting and needing to do, and being able to simply, effortlessly, make that happen. Perhaps you'd like that phrase, click, or snaps. And your unconscious mind can feel really good, because maybe every time you write the word click on your body, you can hear it and feel the shudder that you might possibly get. In fact, perhaps the word shudder makes you shudder while you write on your body. Drop down deeper and deeper still. Feel how fabulous it is to be more programmed, to be more brainwashed, to feel the power flowing through you of my words into your brain, and the way that you find yourself responding stronger every time. Can you feel how good that is for your brain to simply feel need? Can you feel how fascinating that is to let that build up, a need, a longing, a desire? To let that build up more and more strongly inside you, more and more meaningfully inside you? What happens if everything you've written on you so far becomes so meaningful, and then all of a sudden, I have you write meaningfulness on your body? Do they all become more important than they were? What about the feeling of hopelessness or being trapped, being controlled, being bound, being guided and directed? Write down any of those that really appeal to you. Perhaps your brain is imagining that you're writing them all down, or perhaps you are writing them all down. And you can feel how fascinating it is for your unconscious mind to simply accept that each and every one of these things builds up more strongly. Maybe obey. Maybe malleable. Maybe your unconscious mind knows that it doesn't really matter what the words are, but sometimes they have different sensations within you, don't they? Feel how good that is to be so rocked by this sensation while you write the words on. Just drop and drop down more and more deeply. Give in to your unconscious mind, feeling the weight of those words sink into you. Feel how powerful it is as those words become part of you. Feel how fascinating it is to have a rising sense of happiness, of surrender, of succumbing to these ideas and these suggestions. Perhaps there's one word that you find yourself writing on your skin over and over again, whether I've said it or whether I didn't. And notice how good it feels for that touch to simply feel so important. You can drop down more and more deeply. You can give in more and more easily. Perhaps you can find a tug or a pull happening right now somewhere within you. Perhaps your unconscious mind feels a blossoming somewhere deep inside you, or a root happening, taking place. Suggestions just embedding themselves deeply and easily inside you, getting ready to find themselves working for you. And to hold on to how good that feels. Go ahead and surrender more. Feel how good that becomes, perhaps, to find yourself feeling small or tiny. Whatever it is that you find yourself feeling, maybe a little defenseless, maybe even exposed. Is it fun for you to find your brain exposed and open for me? To find yourself so wide open and unguarded that these ideas sink in more powerfully than you expected? Because perhaps just saying them doesn't mean very much, but when you write them on your body, they trigger something inside that you're very susceptible to. And you can find yourself happy to give in. And the more you acquiesce, the more unrelenting these ideas become. You find yourself just giving way over and over again. Almost as though any resistance that you have has abandoned you, and what's left instead is just this need and this desire to serve, this happiness to give in, a strong longing for control, for you to find yourself more and more and more controlled in a way that is fantastic, in a way that is just delightful. Let go and drop more and more deeply into a state where your brain is thrilled to be right here. And as your brain gets happier and more excited to be here, you can find yourself, perhaps, as you give in just a little bit more, maybe you find yourself heading to a point of catharsis. Maybe you need a lot more words to be embedded into your skin to feel that. Maybe you need a lot more pleasure or even a lot more pain to let that happen. Maybe you can find yourself needing, in fact, a lot more things. And as you write that in, notice you can feel that. And with that need, more arousal, a little bit of gratitude, and feeling your submission get even more inside you. Perhaps you can write the word more on you over and over and over again, and perhaps the phrase happy toys obey pings something in your brain that really is so exciting for you that you can't help but do that. Maybe your need to find yourself going even more deeply into trance becomes more powerful, and you just discover that you are unable to resist. Drop down more and more deeply right now, and the more you drop down easily and effortlessly right now, the more powerful and delightful it all becomes. Think about what that means, and then don't think about it at all. Hypnotic, erotic, sliding, surrendering, obeying, open, more, obey, helpless. Trapped, desirable, afraid, fearless, submitting, in awe, service, confidence, devotion, clarity, sexuality, fractionation again. Feel your unconscious mind happy to be in a state of service space, and feel how good that is for your unconscious mind to find itself a little more and a little more and then a lot more overpowered with the weight, with the feel, with the idea of all of these words pouring into you, deeply embedded in you, affecting you in the best possible of ways. On the count of five, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, feeling fantastic. On five, writing down the word that most impacted you. One, two, three, four, and five, wide awake.
Thank you for listening.